Animal Hero Coco by Jenny from Ansonia. Coco was born on July 4th, 1971. She learned American Sign Language when she was less than 1 year old. She has been working with Dr. Penny for over 30 years. Coco is a hero because she shows people that animals have feelings, wants, and needs. She's like the mediator or ambassador for all animals, not just for gorillas. She shows us that we need to save animals whose habitats are being destroyed. Coco can even read. I bet you're wondering if Coco is still alive today. The answer to that question is yes. Coco is as alive as you are. She is a thriving 34-year-old gorilla. The fact is, gorillas are like big, furry, silent humans. Gorillas are like humans in their intellect, emotions, and their ability to feel pleasure and pain. Coco tested in the 80s and 90s for IQ. The average IQ for a normal adult human is 100. Gorillas feel emotions such as love, anger, happiness, and sadness. They can feel physical and emotional pleasure and pain as well. So, like I said before, gorillas are like big furry humans. Coco was very gentle with all of her kittens. Coco's Kitten is a book written by Dr. Francine Patterson. It's about Coco and her wanting a kitten. She asked Penny for a cat for her birthday. At first, Penny only gave Coco a toy cat, and when Coco got it, she signed, "That red." When Coco said red, she meant she was angry. Coco wanted a real cat, but Penny didn't understand. Then Penny got the message. She found a breeder who had three kittens. One was a tailless tabby, the next was a cat with a stubby tail, and the last was a normal and healthy cat. I'm not going to tell you which one she chose, but Coco got a cat and loved it, like any human would. She pretty much treated it as if it was her own baby. Coco's greatest desire is to have a baby. She is, after all, 34 years old. She has indicated she'll teach her baby sign language. If she does, she will continue the next generation of interspecies communication. Her mate, Nadume, is a 400-pound male who is already a father of three. He was born in 1981, so that makes him about 25. He came to the Gorilla Foundation in 1991. The Gorilla Foundation is the place where Coco and Nadume, as well as many other gorillas, live. Penny believes Coco will be a great mother and treat her babies with as much care and tenderness as her kittens, maybe even more. Coco really loves Penny. She's like her mother. I really do believe Coco is an animal hero. She shows people that animals aren't as different from humans as you think. I know if you read this, you will want to help Coco save her species whose habitat is being destroyed. They need our help. If Coco is this smart, that means other gorillas are too. Some of them might even realize what is happening to their environment. Please help save Coco. You can be a hero too.